Yeah, he gives it 8:25 at night.
We've got a packed schedule here tonight, boys, so we're going to get started. The Gemara on Tev Zayin Amar Aleph starts with the Mishnah, which we'll review again. Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. There are four seasons, four times, four periods in which the Olam is judged. Ba'Pesach Al Hatvua, on Pesach for the grain. Ba'atzeres Al Peres Ha'ilan, on Shavuos for the Peres Ha'ilan. Ba'Rosh Hashanah Koboy Olam over in the front of Kivnei Marom. On Rosh Hashanah, all the people of the world pass in front of Hashem like sheep or like soldiers of the army. Shenemar, as it says, Hayotzer Yachad Liba Ma'amevin El Kol Ma'asehem. He creates all the hearts together. He understands everybody's actions. Uvechag Nidon Alamayim. And on Sukkot, we are judged on water. Now, we said, B'Pesach Ala Tvua, B'Pesach, we are judged on Tvua. Hi Tvua, says the Gemara. What kind of Tvua are we talking about? At what stage is this Tvua being judged? Ilei Maha Tvua the Kaima, if you're going to tell me it's the Tvua that is standing, meaning it is fully grown and ready to be harvested, or if you don't like the word harvested, cut. Okay. Kol Hani Hapartiki Da'adu Allah. Amos Itadon, if you're going to tell me that it's talking about the grain that's fully grown, then what about all the things that happened to it up until the point that it was fully grown? When was it judged on that? So it can't be that we're talking about fully grown grain is now being judged, because there was a good 6 month period in which it was growing. When was it judged on that? It says the Gemara, Ela Tvua de Mizdura, and if you're going to tell me it's talking about the Tvua that is being seeded now, that, or I'm saying, or if it's Pesach time, that will be seeded in Mar Cheshvan, so it's going to be seeded later on in the year, and that's what we're being judged on Pesach. Lememra, is that to say, Dechad Dina Mitadana? You're going to tell me now that the grain is only judged one time? It's judged only when it's going to be seeded? That's not true. The Hatanya, we have a brisa that says, Tvua she'ira ba'keri ya'ones. If there is grain that something happens to it, or an accident happens to it, kodem ha'pesach, if it happens to it before Pesach, nidonis l'sha'avar. Obviously, it was judged in the previous year, in the previous Pesach. Balachar Pesach, if it happens to this grain after Pesach, then nidonis l'haba. Then it is judged afterwards, meaning it, then it's judged by the second Pesach. So if it was seeded in Mar Cheshvan and something happens to it in Iyar, that means it was judged in Nisan to have that something happen to it. So we see there are actually two times when it is judged. It's judged when it's going to be seeded, and it could potentially be judged also after it's fully grown.
Is there a marker for such a thing?
Is there a makor for such a thing that what? That it's,
I mean, it's a nice svara, you know, because you got it. You have to cover your bases, but is there a...
To cover your bases. Is there a makor for this?
No.
No, it doesn't seem that there's a... The Gemara doesn't bring down a makor. It's just, where does the Gemara get this... Where does the Brisa get this this concept from? I don't know. I don't know. Tzarchian. I don't have a makor for it. But that's what it says. Agav, the Braisa continues. Not relevant, not so much relevant to our Gemara, but Agav, the Braisa continues. Adam, when it comes to a man also, she'irabo keria ones kodom yom kippurim. Something, an accident, or something happens to him before Yom Kippur, nidonin l'sha'avar. That's from a judgment that happened in the previous year. Al-Acher Yom Kippurim, if something happened to him after Yom Kippur, nidon l'haba. That's the second Yom Kippur that happened to him, meaning the Yom Kippur that just passed, he was judged on that. But at any rate, we see that grain is judged actually twice. It is judged both when it's going to be seeded in Mar Cheshvan, and then it's going to be also judged afterwards if something happens to it after Pesach, the following Pesach, it's judged on that following Pesach as well. So Amarava Shmamina, we see from here, Trei Dini Mitadana, it's actually judged, given two different types of judgments. It's given a judgment, A, when it's going to be seeded, and also B, after it is fully grown. Amar Abaye says what we learn from here is the following hint, or the following recommendation. Hilkach, Kichazi inesh de matzlach zara afla. If a person sees that his late growing grain,
slow growing grain,
right? The slow growing grain is successful. So if this, the grain that he seeded in Mar Cheshvan, he starts to see that there's success with this grain. It's starting to grow properly. Then what should he do? Liktim v'lizre charfa. He should start to grow the fast growing grain. So the grain that would grow very quickly, he should do it right away. So that before the next din comes, which is going to be in Pesach, he can go ahead and he can cut it down. So basically, if a person sees...
Kadam Salik means he can cut it down?
Kadam Salik, he can remove it.
Yeah? I thought Salik means... Salik usually means to remove it, right?
Look at Rashi. Kadam Salik, remove it. Yeah. V'gadol k'tzas v'eino maher shubli his kalkel.
It won't get... Right, it'll be too good, too strong... For it to be
the Adamatil Medina bePesach Haba Kadam Salik veGadol Ktsas. Yeah, you're right.
It says here the translation of the articles will already have grown.
Very
good. Salik doesn't mean removed.
Yeah, not removed. It'll already have grown. Basically, if you see that which you seeded in Mar Cheshvan is starting to be successful in Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, then the grain that you grow in Shvat and Adar, which is very fast to grow, you should grow it right away. Grow it in Shvat and Adar, and it's going to start to be successful because you see in Cheshvan that it's already having a successful... From the first judgment in Pesach, you see that which you seeded in the following Cheshvan is already being successful, so you know this is a good year.
Good,
so you should chaperein.
Until the second Pesach,
you should chaperein.
Second judgment.
Which is the second, right? The second Pesach, which is the second judgment.
The first judgment is not Pesach.
They're both judged. The first judgment is happening in the previous Pesach.
Right.
So you see the fact that the Cheshvan crop is growing successfully, that the first din, the first Pesach, was a good din.
It's two Pesach, I see.
So you should chaperein, and you should grow your Shvat and other fruit right away so that you can chap. You can chop that fruit, and it'll grow successfully to a point where it's going to be successful until the second din. Yes.
Philosophical question.
Oh, yes. I love those.
Okay.
I'm all about philosophy.
The grain is successful or not successful. Is it a product of the grower, the owner of the land, and what his...
This is a good question.
Din was, or a product of the claw as a whole, and what its din was?
I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. It's a good question. Is it, when we say that the crop is going to be successful, is that a din on the person, on the grower? Or is that a din on the crops, which are, to the exclusion, I mean, as having nothing to do with the Adam, but right? Nothing to do with the people who are growing it.
But it would seem that...
It would seem that it's just the crop. It has nothing to do with the man.
It has to do with how much rain, how much, you know, whatever, and which is a product of either the individual in some factors or the claw in some factors.
Look, I think that it's a din only in the crop, meaning that the crop is being judged, irrespective of the man growing it. Obviously, the person growing it has to put in the proper seed and give it the proper sunlight and give it the proper water. Right? That's pashut.
Right, but whether the grower is...
Is Roy is fitting, is fitting for it.
Whether he's fitting, whether he's...
It seems from the Gemara that it's not a din in the person. It's a din in the crop. And if it's a good year for the crop, then you should chaperein, and you should grow more.
That's kind of a pella.
Yeah, you don't like it.
It's kind of a pella because isn't man the determinant of whatever happens? Meaning, isn't man's din the determinant on whatever happens?
What I would answer you, I can't answer authoritatively. Here's what I would say. What I would say is, when we say b'Pesach, the tvua is nidon, is that there is a judgment on the tvua in general. X amount of tvua will come out of this year, of this year's crop. Now, how much of that total belongs to Moshe, and how much belongs to Simcha, and how much belongs to Rav Yaakov, is going to be talui on how good Moshe, Simcha, and Rav Yaakov are.
But what about the klal as a whole?
What klal? The people?
The people as a whole.
I don't care about the people.
As a determinant.
I don't care about the people. No.
Of whether there's a famine or whether there's plenty.
I don't know how that factors in. It's a good question. I don't know. You know, when there's a famine, we have a tinus, and we go out in the streets, and that's Maseches Tinus after Rosh Hashanah. I'm just giving a plug for it if anybody wants to learn with us.
How to raise a question anyway?
It's a good question. I don't have what? It's a good question.
It's
something to think about, right? Something to think about when you're on the plane November 12th. Okay, here we go. It's a very good question. Did you want to say something?
No, I was thinking the same thing also, but I was wondering what in the world, why would it have to do with, why would one crop have to be done and one crop have to be a done and the other? Just because one is matzliach, who's to say the other crop is matzliach?
On Pesach, we have a din on the crops in general, the tvua. The tvua got a din. If we see in Cheshvan that the crop of wheat is successful, it's a mochiach that the crop on Sa'orim that you're going to be planting in Shvat and Adar is going to be successful too. That's what Abaye is saying. It's a din on the tvu in general. So you can bring a raya. You can bring a raya from that which happened in Cheshvan is going to be indicative of what's going to happen in Shvat and Adar. So that's a recommendation for all those who grow wheat, Zev. Okay?
This is a raya that there's one din on all the tvu.
Yes. Yes, there's one din on all the tvua. Exactly. That's Abaye's point. If you see one crop as being good, go ahead and grow the crops that are going to grow quicker.
Would the opposite be true? If you see
not yes, the opposite would be true. I believe the opposite would be true too. If you see an unsuccessful crop growing in Cheshvan, you might want to save your seed for the following year, and better luck next time. Yeah, very good. Shkayach. Okay, the Gemara goes on. Mani masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Nassan. It is neither Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Nassan. Dasanya, because we have a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Hakol Nidonim B'Rosh Hashanah. Everybody gets judged. Everything gets judged, I should say, on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar Din Shelahem Nechtem B'Yom Kippur. And every Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is saying, across the board, whether it's Tavua or Peros or Adam or Mayim, everything gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. That clearly does not go like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Nidonim B'Rosh Hashanah, everything gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shelahem Nechtam, and the Gzar Din is sealed, Kol Echad Echad Bizmano, Bepesach Latfua, Batzeres Al Peros Ilan, B'Chag Nidon Al Mayim, V'Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shelahem Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yehuda says essentially the same thing as Rabbi Meir, but he says the same thing legabe the Nidon, that the Nidonim is happening in Rosh Hashanah. He says that Gzar Din is happening each according to its own time period. And that doesn't seem to go like the Mishnah either, because the Mishnah seems to be going on the Nidonim, because it says, Ba'arba Prakima Olam Nidon. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's Nidon all on Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't seem to be going like Rabbi Yehuda either. The Gemara will qualify that in a second. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Adam Nidon Bechol Yom. Man is judged every day. That clearly is not like our Mishnah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatifkadenu Labakarim. You take note of him. You remember him in the morning. So that's saying that Hashem remembers or takes note of man every morning. So that means to say every morning man is judged. Rabbi Nassan says, Adam nidon b'chol shah. Man is judged every moment. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, which is the very end of this same Pasuk of Tivkadenu Labakarim, the end of that Pasuk says, L'regoyim tivchanenu. He is watched, or he is also noted. Tivchanenu is He's taken note of.
Bochen.
What? Bochen. He is remembered. I don't know how does he translate Bochen. What?
Examined.
Examined. He's examined. What? Bechin is an examination. Very good. He's examined Lergoim every rega, every second. So that clearly doesn't go like Rabbi Nassim, doesn't go like our Mishnah either. So then the Gemara says, well, v'chitema la'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe I'll tell you that our Mishnah, in fact, does go like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chiketani masisin agzar din. When did our Mishnah say that the olam is nidon be'arba prakim? It didn't mean that it's nidon exactly. It means that it's nigzar din. The gzar din of all these things happen on... The Gzar Din in our Mishnah happens in all four of these periods. Pesach, Antua, Atzeres, Peres, Ilan. So that seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda did say, at the end of what he said, Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah U'Gzar Din Shelo Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, but according to our Mishnah, if you're going to understand our Mishnah is only the Gzar Din, then it seems to be the Gzar Din happens on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Kashe Adam. The Adam is going to be a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Adam is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah and Gzar Din on Yom Kippur. But our Mishnah, if our Mishnah is saying it's talking about the Gzar Din is happening on Rosh Hashanah. So that doesn't really work. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, in fact, work with our Mishnah. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rav. Rav says, Hai Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Hi. The Tana is the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana is the Rabbi Yishmael because the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael learned ba'arba prakim ha'olam nidon in four seasons the olam is judged. Ba'pesach alatvua ba'atzeres ha'peres ha'ilan b'chag nidon alamayim v'adam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah gzar din shalom nechtam b'yom ha'kipurim. Adam is Nidon and Rosh Hashanah. Gzar Din happens on Yom Kippur. That seems to jive with our Mishnah, which says that the Olam is Nidon at four different seasons. When did our Mishnah say all of the things that it said? It said on Tchilas Din, which is exactly what it's mashma in our Mishnah. It says, Ba'arba Prakima Olam Nidon. Nidon being the Tchilas Din. The Gzar Din happens for men, Yom Kippurim. Okay. Now, the Gemara will soon get into a little bit of Agadatas, but first let's pick apart this Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim business, because they say something very interesting about Adam being judged either every day or every rega. Amar Rav Chisda, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi, who says that Adam nidon b'chol yom? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Kedika Amar Taimai. He just answered. His reason was Vatifkadenu Labakarim, that Hashem takes note of him in the mornings. So Anan Hachi Kamrina, the Gemara says, no, this is what Rav Chisda really meant to say. My time alo Amar Rabbi Nassim. Why didn't Rabbi Yossi say like Rabbi Nassim that man is judged every rega? So he says, Bechina Iyuni Bialmahi. Because Bechina, examination, is not really a judgment. Examination is simply a taking note of something, of being ma'ayin into somebody. But that's not really a judgment. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Pekidanami Iyuni Bialmahi. He wanted to bring a raya of a Tifkadenu Labakarim, but Tifkadenu is also not a judgment. That's simply a remembrance. You're remembering somebody. You're taking note of somebody. That's not a judgment either. So what's the vort? Why is it that Rabbi Yossi does not say like Rav Nassim? So Ella Am Rav Chisda, time of the Rabbi Yossi, the reason for Rabbi Yossi is really Mehacha, from the following pasuk. Lasos mishpat avdo u mishpat amo yisrael dvar yom b'yomo. When Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Mikdash, he said this whole very long tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he asked Hashem, lasos mishpat avdo, that Hashem complete, Hashem perform the judgment of his eved, meaning Shlomo, the king, that the mishpat of Shlomo should be done, umishpat amo Yisrael, and the judgment of Klal Yisrael, dvar yom b'yomo, each person in his day. So you see, dvar yom b'yomo is a mashmos that man is judged every day. Okay, so that's where he gets it from. V'am Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda learned, and this is something, well, V'am Rav Chisda, melech v'tzibur melech nechnas tchil ladin. When it comes to a melech and a tzibur, the melech enters judgment first before the tzibur. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Lasos mishpat avdo. First it says that Hashem should complete the mishpat of his servant, meaning Shlomo. So we see the melech is judged first. And then the pasuk says, U mishpat amo Yisrael. And then the judgment happens to Klal Yisrael. Now you guys should be jumping out of your seats saying we already had this Gemara. We had this Gemara about 10 blot ago. Okay? But at any rate, because it's a Maimur of Maimur of Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said the previous one, the Gemara throws it in here also. My Taima, what's the reason why the Melech is judged before the Klal? So the Gemara gives two reasons. Iboy seima lav orach ara lamesa malka abroi. It's not proper for the melech to be standing outside while the klal is being judged inside the courtroom, so to speak. So therefore, the melech should come first. Viiboy seima, and some people say mekami delifush charanaf. It's better that the king should be judged first in order that the wrath of Hashem has not boiled over. So if he's finished judging all the people, then he's probably a pretty angry king because we're not so good. So then if the melech were to come in afterwards, he would probably get a bad judgment, a raging judgment. So first the melech comes into court when Hashem is not yet that angry. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the following. Keman matzlinan ha'idna akatsiri va'amiri'i. Nowadays, who are we going like? Which of the above Tanayim are we going like when we daven for the Kitsiri, which are the sick people in Klal Yisrael, the Amari, and the Tamidei Chachamim, who are weak? Who does that go like? Come on, Rabbi Yossi. That seems to go like Rabbi Yossi, who says that man is judged every day. Since man is judged every day, we should daven every day for the sick people, for the Cholei Amo Yisrael. The Iboy Seima, and some people say, La'olam k'rabbanon. Really, it actually goes like the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who say that the Gzar Din, that the Din happens at Rosh Hashanah. Look at Rabbi Yitzchak, and it goes like Rabbi Yitzchak, to Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yafet Saka la'adam, pain kodem Gzar Din, bein la'achar Gzar Din. Saka always works. Tefillah. It's interesting, he uses the lashon of tzaka, crying out. But it's mashma that even if you have a gzar din, tzaka, tefillah will always work. Tefillah can undo even the worst gzar din. So therefore, if you have a chole and you want to daven for the chole, so tzaka will always work. Tosfos over here is very interesting. Tosfos Dibra Maskel Kaman asks a very pashat a question. The Gemara said initially that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, who says that man is judged every day. But Tosis asks a very basic question. He says, "Wait a minute." Ve'im Taimar Tosis says, "The Rabbana Nami Milo Matzlinan Rifa'enu Berachas Hashanim." What do you mean? Even according to the Rabbanan, who say that there's a din going on in Rosh Hashanah, we daven Rifa'enu, we daven Berachas Hashanim. Every day we daven. Three times a day we daven for refuah. We daven for birchas hashanim. We daven for parnasa. So what's the verb? What's the point? It's got to be, even according to the Rabbanan, that we're davening even for refuah nowadays. That the davening that we do for refuah is effective. It must be effective. So what kind of thing is that? That it only goes like Rabbi Yossi?
This is a problem
it's
on the first
go.
Question.
What?
This is a problem on the first answer.
Yeah. That's what Tosfos is going on. All right. It says, Ki Rabbi Yossi. It says, wait a minute. Even according to the Rabbanan, you got a problem over there. Right? So Tosfos answers without reading it inside. Actually, we'll read it inside. In the middle of the Tosfos, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. It's about six lines, seven lines down in the... What? It's a question. It's a question on the Gemara that says that it only goes like Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
She doesn't only go like Rabbi Yossi. Everybody has got a daven. Even the Rabbanan got a daven because we daven nowadays. So Tosfos says, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, it's about seven lines down in that Tosfos. Deshelo yichle vaday lo matzlinan. We definitely can't daven that a person should not get sick. You can't daven that a person should not get sick. Why? Because there's a gzar din. The gzar din Rosh Hashanah says, XYZ, this guy's going to get sick. So you can't daven that. El Rabbi Yossi. Only according to Rabbi Yossi does that work. Aval sheyisrape matzlinan alibat kuliyama. Everybody's going to agree that for refuah of the chole, of the sickness, that you can daven for every single day. Why? The masa yichlu nigzar. The gzera is already set in place on Rosh Hashanah as to when you're going to get sick. So on Rosh Hashanah, it comes out, when are you going to get sick? Person's going to get sick in December. Masa yisrapu lo nigzar. However, when a person is going to get healed, that's not part of the gzera. Therefore, we daven rifo'enu for the refuah.
It's like an immune system.
What?
It's like an immune system. Like you get, people get sick, but then if your immune system kicks in, then they get bad. And the sickness doesn't stick for too long, and they get bad.
I was going to use that word, immune system.
Right? The davening is like an immune system.
Is davening like an immune system?
Because your sickness is there.
By the way, it's meduyik in the tefillah. The tefillah is refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafi. It is not, please do not make us sick. It is, we're already sick, and refa'enu, heal us. Why are we davening that? Because the fact that we can't get sick or we shouldn't get sick, that's already nigzar. We can't daven for that. But we can daven rifo'enu. We can daven that our sickness should be healed. So it's very meduyik in the tefillah.
So we're saying irrespective of hishtanus, whether you drink vitamins, whether you exercise, whether you take good care of yourself, it's already been goes there that you're going to be sick.
L'chora.
They say refa'enu, sick every day.
L'chora. Now you're going to ask me a kasha. Hakol bidei shamayim chut mepinei. Right? That sickness is bidei Adam. In other words,
it's a very complicated question to me.
Sinim upachim. It's a Gemara and Brachos. Sinim cold, upachim is heat. Meaning that a person's.
What's
person?
In other words,
sickness.
If a person goes out, he's going to be temperature with no coat on.
Right.
That was
Gozer. So I think what you have to say is, I think Rav Victor Miller says this in his Sefer also, not his Sefer. There's a Sefer written on Emunah Bitachon, taken from Rav Miller's tapes, and I think what he says is, I don't think that's part of the Gzar Din. The Gzar Din is like if a person is keeping himself fit, and Hashem says, Chalila, in December this person is going to get a cancer. I'm Gozer. He's going to get a cancer. It has nothing to do with his health or lack thereof. It's kacha. I'm going to make that. The fact, but if a person goes out to Antarctica without any clothes on, which we've done, which Simcha has on the record, right? Exactly.
My wife doesn't know
that he has done such a thing. That is not part of any gezeirah. That you have to say is not nichlal in the gzeira of Rosh Hashanah. Wow. That is nichlal in what we call.
The person that goes there, he's going for 80 years, and he goes, okay, I'm going to cross the highway with my eyes closed. Hashem's like, well, yeah, you can be a wise guy.
Right.
In other words, the person can't say, do whatever he wants because it's been gozer.
Correct, correct, correct. There has to be, there is some kind of. Leeway, if you will, to the discretion of Hashem as to how he wants to handle a person who's just being an idiot. What? Right, just, right, negligent. Right, complete negligence. I mean, I think that the Gzar Din that we're talking about, I guess you have to say the Gzar Din we're talking about is all things being equal. In a normal situation, Hashem might be gozer a certain sickness on man, which is irrespective of the way he cares for himself. At any rate, Atosis Chiddush over here is for the refuah we daven, we do not daven for the actual lack of being sick. He says the same thing a little bit further when it comes to Parnassa. Was it something I said? So he says also, Umash mispalim bebirchas hashanim. Also, the fact that we daven for Parnassa, even though lechora that was nigzar, haynu kedilakaman bepirkin sheim pasku geshamim muatim, that if Hashem paskin in Rosh Hashanah that we should get less rain, sheyordim hamakum bizmanam, that Hashem should bring down that little rain in the right time. So, in other words, the Parnassa that we're davening for, even though it was nigzar Rosh Hashanah, we're davening that Hashem should bring down whatever he decided at the right time in the right makom. And that's called itim letova. That the Gemara describes in Tudaf as itim letova, meaning that times should be good. Interestingly, also, that's meduyik in the lashon of the tefillah as well. What do we say in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim? Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos Ves Kol Minei Svuasa Letova. That's the Itin Letova. So again, we're not davening for the Etzem Parnasa, because the Parnasa, or the rain, is already Nigzar. We're davening that the rain that was Nigzar should fall Letova. It should fall at the right time in the right place. And that's Meduyuk also in the Lashon. Okay. What?
The amount of years you can decree is going to decree. For the most part, yes, you can lengthen it through different Nizar, Din, Shemayah.
Amount of years you're to live.
Right. Yeah. But the quality of your life is ruining your Bechira. In other words, everything may be full personal diet, 70, 80, 90, whatever the case may be. But the quality of those years, so a person could have possibly lived 50 years of good health and 40 years on their deathbed, blah, blah, blah. Or a person could live 89 and a half years of good health and 6 months. So,
awesome. That's great. And on that topic of a person's years are nigzar, the Gemara down here, we're going to get there in a minute, is going to actually qualify that also. So let's see. Tanya, we're about 8 lines down in the medium-sized lines. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Mipnema Amra Tara. Why did the Torah say, have you Omer b'Pesach, that a person should bring the Korban Omer on Pesach? On Tes Zayin Nisan, why? Because Pesach is the Zman Tvua, and Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have you lefanai Omer b'Pesach, kadei shetisperach lechem Tvua shebesados, bring the Omer, which is made of barley, so that your Tvua in the field should be blessed. Umipnei ma Amar Torah, have you shtei halechem ba'atzeres, why does the Torah say bring the shtei halechem on Shavuos? Mipnei sheatzeres Zman Peros HaIlan Hu, because atzeres is the Zman Peros HaIlan, and the Shtei HaLechem is Matir Peros, meaning it's Matir the Bikurim. The Bikurim which are brought on Shavuos, that is brought after, only after the Shtei HaLechem. So the Shtei HaLechem is Matir the Peros, and therefore Atzeres is the Zman Peros HaIlan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevil Lefanei Shtei HaLechem, bring before me the Shtei HaLechem, Ba'atzeres, Kidei Sheyisbaruch HaLechem Peros HaIlan, in order that the Peros HaIlan should be blessed. Because again, the Peros HaIlan are blessed via the Bikurim, and the Bikurim are brought once the Shtei Alechem is brought. Okay. Umipnei ma'am retara nischu mayim b'chag. Why does the Torah say you should be menasik mayim on Sukkis? Because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanai mayim b'chag deshi yisbaruch lechem gish meishana. Bring before me the nisachim of mayim on Sukkis in order that geshem should fall after that, after Sukkis. Va'amru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zechronos v'shofros, and Hashem says further, say in front of me malchios zechronos and shofros and Rosh Hashanah malchios kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. You should mention malchios in order that you make me king on you. On Rosh Hashanah, Zichronos, we mentioned Zichronos, Kedei Sheyale Zichronechem Lefanai Letova, in order that your Zikaron should come in front of me, Letova, Ubameh, and what should you do the Malchios and Zichronos? With what should you mention Malchios and Zichronos? Bishofar, with a shofar. So that's the Malchios, Zichronos, Vishofros. I'm Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo says, Lama token b'shofar shel ayil. Why do we blow with a shofar shel ayil? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tiku lefanai b'shofar shel ayil. I would like you to blow in front of me with a shofar shel ayil. Kedei she'ezkor lachem akedias Yitzchak ben Avraham. In order that I should remember you, or for you, the akedias Yitzchak ben Avraham. Umali ani aleichem. And it will be considered for you, ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem lefanai. If you blow with that shofar shel ayil, it will be considered for you as if you were the object of that akeda, as if you are the Yitzchak ben Avraham. Unbelievable.
That's pshat.
That's pshat.
Makes no sense. Because 1,000 years later, I don't get it.
You don't even need to use, according to Halacha, you don't even need to use a shofar shel ayil. It's preferable, but it's not.
You're cheating on Tosis over here.
Right, right. No, you gotta learn the rest of the Gemara and then the Sefer.
Concept could be that we accept Hashem as king and we do what he wants, okay, in the same way as he asked Avram to sacrifice his son, to bring his son Yitzhak as a korban, and Avram followed the command.
Right. I hear what you're saying. The only problem is,
yeah,
the Gemara sounds like you're the Yitzhak, not that you're the Avraham. That's his problem.
All right.
Why? What's the pshat? Because I because I blow with a shofar shel ayil, I'm the Yitzhak.
All right. Shot could be.
But that's not what it's saying.
That's not what it's saying.
That's not what
the shot could be that Yitzhak
followed Hashem's command.
Yitzhak didn't fight it.
Right, they were together. They were in one mind.
To honor Hashem, he gave in.
Right, right.
I'm looking for the word that expresses
it. Chauffeur.
He accepted that he was going to be offered.
Who was sacrificing more? Avram? Who was giving up more? Avram or Yitzhak?
Avram.
Yitzhak was giving up his life.
Yeah.
Avram was giving up his son.
It could Yitzhak, be. It could be Yitzhak the sound of the chauffeur. Could be the sound of the chauffeur.
The sound of the chauffeur reminds Hashem.
And reminds us. In other words, when we hear the sound of the chauffeur, we think of a Kedus Yitzhak. So it instills with us, you know, the Mesiris
Nefesh,
that we ourselves were Bimurus the Nefesh on this day by hearing the chauffeur.
It's interesting. It's an interesting shot. It could be that you're right. That would require a kavana on our part, which the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara just seems to say, if you blow with the shofar shel ayil, I will consider it as if you were the Bale Akeda. Rabbi Yaakov wants to say, if when we're listening to that shofar, we are putting ourselves on that Har HaMoriah, and we are the Yitzchak, then Hashem will consider it as if we are the Yitzchak.
It'll
with that tool.
Us to obtain that, like, most Nefesh level.
Mesir Nefesh, right.
It's very nice. David, very nice. Use the terminology. Bale
Akeda.
Bale
Akeda. There's a TM next to that, like an OR. That's mine. That's my terminology.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that we have that for the record.
Akeda, to me, would indicate, you know, who's the Baal bringing the korban? Avram.
Yeah.
Yitzhak is the korban.
Correct. And therefore?
Meaning,
therefore, we are our
terminology. I'm not sure if you're talking about Yitzhak. Did you can say Baal Akeda?
You don't like my terminology.
He's not a penny from
what? He said
he's not a penny from
all. No, yeah, no.
What?
I'm not saying I don't like it.
No, I think define, that's what you're saying.
How do we define Bale? Uh-huh. Is Bale the person bringing the korban? Or in the case of Avram and Yitzhak, is Bale
all right.
The person being offered it?
All right. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. At any rate, it's a good vort. It's a nice vort by Rabbi Yaakov. I don't have anything better, and I'll take it. I will take it. Not simply in lieu of no. What? Right? You don't have to apologize for offending me. It's totally fine. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayta. We got two more lines. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama token b'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Lama token, says the Gemara. Rachman Amar Tiku. What do you mean? Why do we blow the shofar? The Torah says, blow the shofar. What are you asking over here? Says Gemara, no, Ela Lama Marian. We mean, why do we do the Teruah? Why do we?
There's two things. The Torah says Tkia and the Torah says Teruah.
Right. So he's asking, why do you say the Tkia? Why do you say the Teruah? So the Gemara says, Rachmana Amar Zichron Marian. Rachmana Amar Zichron Teruah. Why do we do the Teruah? Because the Torah says Zichron Teruah.
True.
Now my kasha on this was, why does the Gemara pick the pasuk of Zichron Teruah is on Shabbos, but there's no shofar. Zichron, it should be Yom Teruah Yelachem. That should be the right. At any rate, okay, not important. That's my kasha. Okay? It's like a Reb Kiva Eger, but I don't want to get into it.
It's a Reb Kiva.
No. I'm just saying my kasha is as good as Reb Kiva.
Really
what?
Play the really with the rice. He's supposed to even blow on Shabbos.
Zichron Trua. The answer that I've seen in the Achronim is that Zichron Trua comes first before Yom Trua Yelachem.
Right.
In the Torah.
Zichron Trua. The fact that they don't blow on Shabbos is only the Rabbah. You're really supposed to blow on Shabbos. It's
Gzera. It's Gzera. Gzera Draba.
So really, Zichron Trua is really that you're supposed to.
Okay. Yoshkayach. Ella says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yitzchak is asking the following: Lama token Marian Kashahen Yoshvin. Why do we do tekiyos the meyushav? The token Marian Kashahen Omdin, and we do tekiyos the meumad. Why do we do two shofar blazons? So says the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Kedela arbev ha-satan, because we want to confuse the satan. We're really into confusing the satan. What does that mean? Kedela arbev ha-satan. Says Rashi. So that the satan will not have anything to be mastin. He will not have anything to be mekatre, to prosecute on. When he hears Klal Yisroel mechabev ines ha-mitzvos by blowing twice, mistat min dvarav, his words are stymied. He has no more arguments because Klal Yisroel is mechabev the mitzvos. Let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos gives a different pshat as to what it means, kedei la'arbev is a satan. Rashi understands kedei la'arbev is me because he's going to confuse the satan because the satan will be stymied. He won't be able to argue anything. Tosa says differently. Tosa says an interesting pshat. He says kedei la'arbev is a satan. Perish ba'aruch kedei isto birushalmi. Bila hamavis lanetzach. The malach hamavis will be swallowed up for good. Uksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'hayabayamahu. It will be on that day of Mashiach, yitaka v'shofar gadol. They will blow on the great shofar. Kad shama kal shipura zim nechada. When the satan hears the shofar blown once, bahil v'lo bahil. He's confused, but not terribly confused. He's a little bit worried, but not tremendously. The kad shama tanyan. When he hears it the second time, Amar, he said, vaday zehi shipura diz yitaka v'shofar gadol. This is it. This is the end of me. This is when Mashiach comes. Umata zimna l'mispala. And the time will come for him to be swallowed up. Umis arbev, and therefore he gets all confused, he gets all disappointed. The less le penai, he has no more room, he has no more availability, lemevad kategoria, in order to prosecute on the Jewish people. He's going to think, because we blow twice, he's going to think, this is it, this is Yitaka b'shofar gadol, this is the end of me, and he's going to be like, I can't do this anymore, unbelievable. Anyway, we'll conclude with the Tosas above, Tolkien Memriam Kashahin Omdin. Tosas brings on a very interesting thing. Tosas says, the Gemara says, why do we blow twice? We blow twice because of this Irba Vasatan, right? We got a Diraban. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, says Tosas, look at this. Tema, says Tosas, a fascinating Tosas. Tema, Hakaavar Mishum Bal Tosif. What are you, you're going to blow twice? It's Bal Tosif. You're blowing a second time. The Torah says, blow. So you blew. You did your mitzvah. You're going to do a mitzvah a second time. That's Bal Tosif. Fascinating Tosis, right? So Tosis answers, V'yesh Loimar. Let's skip down a little bit. Tosis is V'yesh Loimar. He is the third short line in Tosfos. V'yesh Loimar, the very end. V'yesh Loimar, De'ein Shayech Bal Tosif Basiyas Mitzvah Achas. Base pa'amim. Yeah. There's no Bal Tosif if you do one mitzvah twice. Kagon Kohen in Mevarech the Chozer Mevarech. Like a Kohen, if he says the Berachas Kohanim and then he goes to another minion and he does it again. You've done that before, Moshe, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
He's done it. Chozer Mevarech, Osa Tziberatzmo, right? Oh, Nota Lulav, the Chozer Venotel. If you take the Lulav in the morning and you take it again in the afternoon, providing you don't do a bracha a second time, but there's no Bal Tosif for grabbing it a second time. V'chein tokeya v'chozer v'tokeya. So to a person who blows the shofar and he blows it again, he goes to another minyan, he blows it again, or if he blows it a second time in that minyan, there's no Bal Tosif when you're doing one mitzvah twice. There is only Bal Tosif if you are changing up. Let's say, for example, a kohen who adds a fourth bracha, right? Or a person who puts on a fifth corner of tzitzis, a person who puts on another bayis in a tefillin. That's not sanctioned by halacha, and you're adding to the mitzvah itself. It's not that you're doing the mitzvah twice. Now you're doing that mitzvah twice. You're adding to the etzem mitzvah. That's a Bal Tosif. You're making it a new religion, and that is a problem. And that, my friends, is a wrap. Matnas Bechor is the Bechor. Yeah, the Bechor, the Matan of the Bechor. You have to give one time on the Karen.
He put Bechor as an example. It could be any.
Lechora. I wonder why he brings the. I wonder why he brings the example of Bechor. I thought so too. I thought so too.
Even if you have two, you could do four. I mean, or anything.
I wonder why he brings the Raya the Bechor. I don't know why. Tzarchin. It's a good question.
David. All right, now.
Yeah, you're going to offend me a second time because I'm already hurt.
Long show for twice.
Shkoyach, guys. 45.